Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. His report, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, good morning. Are there any interesting names as we start this off? Is there any interesting names to keep an eye out for as we start to whittle this thing down to 53 players on the Cleveland Browns 2020 roster by tomorrow afternoon?
I don't think that we're going to have one of those wow moments this weekend that, you know, we've seen in years past. And I think I think part of that's because of just how this year has gone. And, you know, we're not going to learn anything tonight either. Kevin Stefanski made that very clear yesterday when talking about what they have planned for the stadium tonight. So I heard you talking about David Njoku. I think he's safe. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think that they'll, you know, conceivably keep four tight ends. I mean, they're going to use two tight end sets, so it would make sense that they'd want to have maybe an extra player at that position. So I think that Njoku is going to be safe.
Keeping three quarterbacks as well, correct?
Well, I think what they could do, and I wrote about this earlier this week as far as the numbers game, I could see them stashing the third quarterback on the practice squad, which has been increased this year to 16. But it would absolutely make sense that they keep a third quarterback within the building, absolutely.
Okay, running backs. This is weird math. How many running backs could we be holding on to in this scenario?
Well, and this is another part of the numbers game. We already know who the top two guys are, but then what do you do, behind them? You've got Dontrell Hilliard and De'Ernest Johnson, who are both competing in the return game on special teams, but JoJo Natson and Donovan Peoples-Jones, in my view, are your top two returners. So I think you keep three running backs. You're going to keep one fullback. You'll probably try and have a running back and a fullback on your practice squad. So, yeah, on the active roster, Ken, I say that they keep three running backs. So that means that Ernest Johnson or Dontrell Hilliard might not be here after this weekend.
How many wide receivers? Because right now I would say Landry and Beckham. Right. I think Rashard Higgins makes the team. I think Donovan Peoples-Jones makes the team. Kadarius Hodge has been a nice special teamer for them and did play last year. I think that he might make the team. And they seem to be pretty high on JoJo Natson here. Could maybe Damian Ratley find himself on the outside looking in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's a distinct possibility. I agree with you, Ken. Beckham, Landry, Peoples-Jones, and JoJo Natson. Four spots already spoken for, assuming they go with six. Rashard Higgins, I think, would be number five. And then, you know, I like Kadarius Hodge as well. And that would mean, as you mentioned, Damian Ratley, Taywan Taylor, Jamarcus Bradley, you know, those guys would be gone or moved, to that practice squad.
Daryl Ryder joins us on the hotline. What's the depth chart looking like? I know it's early to say, but trading for Jacksonville's Ronnie Harrison, what's the depth chart look like at safety and really in that secondary overall?
Well, he started 14 games last season for the Jaguars. I don't know if you'd call it a breakout year, but he did finish second on the team in tackles with 70 of them. He broke up nine passes, also second on the team, a couple interceptions, a couple of sacks as well. So, I would pencil him in right now. I'd probably pencil him in as a starting safety on this team right now, right next to Carl Joseph. And that bumps down Andrew Sendejo, whose reps increased, Sheldrick Redwine, whose reps increased, Javonte Moffitt, Montreal Meander. Those guys, I think, have to worry this weekend. JT Hassel as well. But, yeah, like right now, Anthony, I think they made a trade for a starting football player yesterday, and it was a really good one in my view.
Oh, so, Daryl, you would agree with me that the kid has some upside on that, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Florio said he was going to get cut by Jacksonville, but I guess he can start here, so that's good. Daryl Ryder
joining
us.
Yeah, Mike Florio really knows what's going on with the Cleveland Browns and everybody, doesn't he? Yeah, Mike Florio also thinks that Myles Garrett should be doing life in prison right now.
Hey, we gave up a fifth for a guy who was going to get cut. No big deal. Daryl Ryder, joint.
Listen, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going full Titanic right now. So, I mean, let's you gave up basically nothing. I think it's a good gamble, low-risk move. High reward move for Andrew Berry.
Okay. Daryl Ryder disagrees with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk.
Just because he runs a website doesn't mean he knows more than Daryl.
I mean, he talks to every GM in the NFL.
How much does he really talk, or how much does he really just shout at him about COVID?
Well, he might do that from time to time, too. Daryl, as we get closer here, I know they've got a big practice tonight at the stadium. What are they going to do? How are they going to try to conduct business? We know they only have the 14 padded practices. Some of those have even been shortened from time to time. How much work have they really gotten in? And of course, it's all relative because every team's in the same boat.
Yeah. Let's keep in mind the Browns lost a couple of justice protests and the conversations that they had internally behind the scenes amongst themselves. So it's been a difficult camp. Now, Kevin Stefanski set out to accomplish during this bizarre camp. Tonight, it's going to look like a regular practice. It is not going to be a scrimmage, which is a bit of a disappointment to me. I was really hoping to see these guys scrimmage and get some good work in that regard. They are going to go through the pregame stuff. They will be in full uniform. The coaches won't be on the field like they were on Sunday. They'll be on the sidelines with the headsets. But, yeah, it's not going to be resembling as much of a game as I was really hoping for.
Oh, that's a shame.
Man. Yeah, I know. I think they need the work.
It's weird. Last year when they went into the stadium, everybody's like, oh, great. And then we're like, oh, my God, they're having a real practice. Look, they're in position groups and everything. So,
yeah. It'll be more of the same of that tonight.
It's up to them to build a winner. It's not up to them to entertain me. I'll just be entertained by wins about that. Daryl, just a couple more questions about that roster. Looking at the defense, and I know they asked you about Ronnie Harrison. What about, I know they like Porter Gustin, what about Chad Thomas? Has any of the worry about Chad Thomas subsided that he won't make the team? Will he make this roster?
Well, and again, comes down to numbers. Can they afford to keep five defensive ends? You know, Myles Garrett, Olivier Vernon, your two starters. Porter Gustin really did a nice job and got himself on the radar with the work that he did in place of Myles Garrett, keep five defensive ends. I don't know. I think that they got some issues in the middle of the defense. We know what Sheldon Richardson and Larry Ogunjobi can do, but behind them, I think that's an area where, they're going to be looking for some help in the middle of that defensive line. But, I am curious to see if they ultimately keep five defensive ends because I think that those five players are worthy of being on the roster.
Daryl, fans in the stands, go.
Don't know yet. And, I don't know what they plan tonight, if the family and employees will be back in the stadium tonight. I thought they did a nice job on Sunday trying their pod system where they were grouped together, separated by four seats, nobody sitting directly in front of them. So still no definitive answer from the team, the state, or the city. But the Browns remain hopeful.
Sounds good.
Daryl Ryder with us on the show. Oh, my God. Daryl Ryder on the show. Got to reset myself. I'm not even resetting the guest. I I'm drawing a complete blank right now.
It's a new catchphrase,
it's
Daryl.
It's Friday, right? It's a holiday weekend.
Have they been working on signals? Joe Bitonio kind of said that they did. Have you heard of them working on signals in the reverse? Usually it's, well, gosh, it's so loud on the road, they're not going to be able to hear each other, and now it could be so deathly quiet. Yeah. Now, well, they got to work on that so no one can hear or no one can see what they're doing or they can't hear what they're talking about.
Yeah, you know, and that was the interesting thing about covering the Indians for a couple of weeks. I could hear things on the field that I wasn't supposed to hear. And, you know, that's going to make, you know, for an interesting dynamic, because you're right. Usually they go to the net so that they, you know, can deal with the crowd noise. And now the audible signals, you don't want the other team picking up your audible signal. So it's going to be interesting. And there's going to be no fans week one against Baltimore. They know that. The Ravens already announced there will be nobody in the stands at M&T Bank Stadium.
So, off-season win?
Yeah, off-season win.
Let's go.
Well, that was actually announced during the off-season, so that was an off-season win. The off-season's over. We're in the preseason now.
Well, then that's a preseason victory.
Preseason win, 1-0.
One time I counted preseason victories, and there's a very famous picture of me with my head in my hands with Anthony Lima wearing a particular shirt. So we're not going to go with that one there, Daryl. Daryl, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, and enjoy tonight's regular old practice there in the stadium.
Will do. You guys have a great holiday weekend.
You too. Daryl Ryder, I just read what you wrote in the messenger there, Anthony.
I almost said that on the air. Could I have said that on the air?
No, you couldn't have.
One time.
I would have dumped it, and then kid would have gone,
he
come
would
on,
laugh.
What
come
the hell?
On.
Wouldn't he laugh at that, Kenny?
Sometimes I dump things, and kid doesn't agree with me dumping it, and he
I've disagreed with 100% of the dumps we've had over the 4 years of this
show.
I
would say 99%.
Kid looks at me like Terry Francona getting ready to get thrown out of a baseball game. Like, that's what he argues. And we turn the mics off and he will argue with me.
See, it's supposed to be a failsafe because we have all these guardrails. We have all these stops. And yet two of the people on the show want nothing to do with stopping anything.
It'll cost us our job someday.
What the hell?
Maybe even today. We got one more segment. And you know always the bad stuff happens to us on the Fridays. Up next, more about this roster. Who makes it? Who doesn't? I got worries. I really do have worries. I think Chad Thomas is actually a whoa moment for some people. And drive through hell. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.